Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. I welcome you to this auspicious gathering where we share ideas on how we are going to improve ourselves. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be our guide throughout our discussion. Inshallah, as we all know, this group we are going to be discussing about critical thinking, writing, and also public speaking. As I said earlier yesterday, there's a link between these three things, and we are going to try by all our Allah's grace to establish the link between them. And after which, we try our best to see how we can discuss about critical thinking by introducing the concept of critical thinking before we call it a day for today, and then open the ground for question and answer. Critical thinking, writing, and public speaking are three things that are interconnected together. Through the aspect of critical thinking, you gather ideas. Now, to express these ideas, you either put them in writing or you either come out to tell people through speech. Now, before any speech, mostly there's usually going to be a writing. Then the writing will now translate into speech. But sometimes there's going to be a writing which will not translate into speech. That is writing that are done for the purpose of books or articles. But the writing that is done for the purpose of presentation also involves critical thinking. From critical thinking, we now move into the process of writing down our ideas that was developed through critical thinking, and then going into public speaking. Now, what actually interrelates these three concepts is the fact that a good writing cannot be done without critically thinking about the ideas they are going to put into writing. Also, we cannot face people to tell them something which we ourselves have not thought about, because our aspect of thinking is going to give us the idea that we are going to disseminate to people. After establishing this link between these three subjects, we are going to take them one by one as it's interlinked with one another. Firstly, starting with critical thinking, after which we are going to enter into writing, and then we proceed into public speaking. Now, what is critical thinking? Before that, we would like to talk a little about what thinking itself is. Thinking is a process of using your brain and mind to considering a problem, making a decision, or creating new ideas. In thinking, you use your brain, your mind, to consider a problem or to evaluate an idea, make a decision from your evaluation, and either you work with the decision or you create a new idea by discarding what you have evaluated before. That means in thinking, we consider a problem or an idea, evaluate the idea. If the idea is okay for us, we work with it. That's make a decision to either work with it or not. If we have made a decision to work with it, then we go into implementing the ideas. But if we have made a decision not to work with it, then we create a new idea. So that is what thinking is all about. Actually, thinking, according to some scholars, can be divided into several aspects. But in this our class, we are going to pick three, in which we are going to only stress on critical thinking. Some philosophers take thinking to be divided into three aspects. The first of which is analytical thinking. In this aspect, you use your logic and reasoning to break down complex ideas into simpler form. In a case where you are faced with a situation that is complex, that requires you to use logic, that is just like we use in arithmetic, in mathematics, we try to break down a complex idea into a simpler form for easy understanding. That is what we do while using analytical skills, thinking skills. Then the second thinking skills, think type of thinking is creative thinking. In creative thinking, as a thinker, you evaluate ideas, you try to think, to create or innovate new things. You are thinking not to work with already established ideas, but to bring in new ideas that will transform the world. That is and creative thinking. And then we have critical thinking, which is our main area of specialization today. Now, what we are going to enter critical thinking, do the definition of critical thinking, and also, if time permits, move forward to say a lot of things about critical thinking. Critical thinking can be actually defined as an intellectual process of carefully applying reasoning to determine the authenticity of a claim, and also with a view to improving the idea or creating new one. What this means is, in critical thinking, you carefully examine a problem or an idea. You use your skills of thinking, evaluate an idea, you determine whether the idea is authentic or not. If the idea is authentic, you confirm it to be true and you work with it. If the idea is not authentic or is not good enough, you use your thinking abilities to improve on the idea, to create a better, to improve on the idea to become better. If the whole idea that you have evaluated is actually wrong, then you try to bring in another idea. So, as a result of this, whatever someone said, as a critical thinker, you try to examine it, you evaluate the statement, you evaluate the idea, and then you establish the facts, whether the idea is true or is false. If the idea is true, you confirm it to be true. If the idea is not true, then you debunk it and create a new one. So, because critical thinkers involve themselves into evaluating already established ideas, some people see them to be as criticizers. Why? They are criticizers in the sense that as a critical thinker, you don't accept just any fact that come your way. You accept not just any fact that come your way, but the fact that you can be able to evaluate and find out that it is true. You have to use your thoughts and reasoning to be able to establish the facts of that idea before you are going to work with it. So critical thinking therefore means you have to use your judicious reasoning to know the idea of to believe and the idea not to believe. That means you have to use your judicious reasoning to know the idea to believe and the idea not to believe. What is judicious reasoning? Judicious reasoning means you using your thinking ability in an unbiased manner to evaluate a fact. Unbiased manner in the sense that you will not allow your feelings, your emotions, or your affiliations come into what you think. So you should be judicious in your thinking, meaning you should be just in your thinking, and your thinking should be unbiased. And then you use this your judicial thinking to study an idea for you to know, am I to accept this idea or not to accept? For example, someone give you an idea of a religion, let's say a religion of Islam. What you do as a critical thinker, you go through the idea, you analyze the idea. If it is okay for you to use, then you go with it. If it is not, you debunk it and you go opt for another religion. Now, naturally, mankind is developed, or let's say my mind, our mind as man, as human, is developed into thinking. Everybody do think, but how do we think normally as a human being? And we are going to see whether this type of thinking will be able to correlate with critical thinking. So how do human beings think naturally? Everybody, how do they think? This particular thing I'm about to talk is not thinking critically. What it means is people think, but how do they think? Everybody think, but what is the way that everybody think? The first that I highlighted is going to be the cognitive biasness. Cognitive biasness. And what does this mean? That the brain of human is developed in such a way to look for information which they already agree with. So as a human, naturally, the only information you look for is the one you agree with, and then you allow your thoughts to go in line with what you agree. For example, as a Muslim, whenever you are going to listen to a lecture on comparative religion, you are most likely going to listen to the side of the Muslim with much more interest. So the interest you are going to use to listen to the speaker that is speaking about your religion and defending your religion is going to be different with the same the type of attention you will use to listen to a speaker that is trying to criticize your religion. So this biasness is because you already believe prior to the time you start thinking that this religion is the best. Or for example, you have another idea. Let's say you are debating about a course of study. Being an architect is better than being a builder. And then in your mind, you already develop love for architecture. So whenever you are going to look for facts to defend your belief, you are most likely to look for facts that are going to prove that architecture is better than building. You are less likely to look for facts that will prove that building is better than architecture because of your mind. You already develop biasness. So, ordinarily humans, as humans, we think in line with what we already believe, not what we want to establish. This is not good for a critical thinker. You don't think in line with what you believe. You only think in line of what is good. So, you see, the second one is human beings, we think and make decisions based on our emotions. And we allow our emotions to take over our thinking. For example, if we develop love for something, we want to think about whether to accept it or not, we are most likely going to allow that love of ours to affect the way we are going to think towards that thing. And even if that thing seems to be bad, because of our emotion, we are less likely going to abandon it. So, example of emotions, using emotions to think, to do something, is the emotion that has already been established. For example, in the past, we used to have communities fighting each other, communities serving as rivals. So this enmity is passed down across generations. So because I belong to a particular clan, I decide to take other clan as my enemies. That is emotion. Emotionally, I'm built up to feel that those people are our enemies. No, I don't even know why our forefathers were fighting in the first place. And I don't even care to know. Because my emotion already tells me that our clan or our people are at the right stand, whereas the others are at the wrong stand. So because of this emotion that I already have, I'm less likely going to try to find out the real thing about the issue. So critical thinkers do not do this. So in summary, people think they make decisions through emotions, their intuitions, their faith. I'll talk about faith, that's about religion, or just using their common sense. Whatever they see something, they say, no, this is good, this is bad. They just make use of their common sense to establish whether that thing is good or bad. So critical thinking is to debunk all this method of thinking. We have to stop thinking in this way. That is thinking in biasness, cognitive thinking, because we are already inclined to such and such idea. We want to think in line with that idea. But because our emotions, we already develop love and hatred for something. When we come to think, then we are not going to follow justice to think. We are not going to think judiciously to see the right and the wrong. Or we allow our faith to take over our thinking. All these are not good for critical thinking. In summary, what we have just discussed so far is establishing relationship between critical thinking, writing, and public speaking. And I say that it is through critical thinking that we start to write, because ideas that are put into writing comes from thinking, and ideas that are also presented through speech is also through thinking. I went further to discuss about thinking. When I said thinking is a process where you use your brain and your mind to evaluate a problem, you check whether that problem is true or false, or good or bad, and then you make decision. Then this decision is either to accept the idea or to reject the idea. When the idea is rejected, then you think further to create new idea. And this is about thinking. And so thinking is divided into so many types. According to some scholars, it can be divided into three: analytical thinking, creative thinking, and critical thinking. And so analytical thinking is using of logic and reasoning to break down complex cases or complex conditions into a simpler forms. That's making things to be simpler. So creative thinking is trying to bring in new idea. You don't want to work with the idea that has already been established. You want to come up with something that you work with. Now, say critical thinking, which is the area we are discussing about, is using your intellectual process, carefully applying reasoning to determine the authenticity of an idea or you create a new one. Just like the definition of thinking I've given above. There is an idea that is in front of you. You look into the idea. Is this idea okay for me to work with? You go through the idea. If it is good, you work with it. If it is not, you leave it and create a new one. That is critical thinking. But I said, people are developed, or our mind and brain is developed to think in a way that is normal way people think. And I say the first thing is on the cognitive biasness. We naturally are developed to think biasly, with bias. We think in line with what we believe. E.g., as a Muslim, I think in line of Islam. As a scientist, my thinking always go through science. So this is, as a Nigerian, I always think being a Nigerian first before anything. So this biasness will not allow us to think in the right direction. Secondly, I say we use our emotions. We allow our emotions to get into what are the way we think, and these emotions will not allow us to have a better thinking. We also use our faith, that is in terms of religion, to think, and this also affects the way we think. We also use common sense, and also this affects the way we think. So all these cognitive biasness, using of emotion, using of our faith, and using of common sense are not particular ways of critical thinkers, but they are ways in which everybody thinks. So we need to change from these ways into better ways. Inshallah, by next class tomorrow, inshallah, we are going to talk more on critical thinking. This is just an introduction class. We hope the lecture is understandable. If you have any question, you can send it. And if you want clarifications, you can also indicate. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.